the dredge process, which will occur west of Duet Road, is they're boats. You know, we have two boats. When we mine the matrix, there's a boat that mines the matrix, which is a certain level, and there's another boat that mines the overburden, because you have two layers. You have the overburden, but you have to remove the overburden to get to the matrix, all right? So that is done in a tandem process with the dredges. The depths there vary depending on where the rock is, but can be as deep as probably, what, 90 feet, David? So that's what I've heard from some of our Wingate folks, but it varies depending on where the rock is. So so that is the dredge process. And it's obviously, since they're boats, they have to be on water, and that water is somewhat, it's a moving lake, essentially. You mine at the front end, you know, the front end of the pond, and then the overburden and sand tailings are put back on the tailing end of the pond, so that as the pond advances, it's filled in to the back. And that's how the dredge mine works, and all that will be done west of Duet. East of Duet, there's a drag line. It's one machine that does both operations. You have the overburden, like I said before, and the matrix level. The drag line removes that overburden, puts it aside, exposes the matrix, and the drag line also mines up the matrix. And the drag line won't go quite as deep. It's probably about 50 or 60 feet deep.